Hi everyone, welcome to English Experts Podcast number 4. I'm your host, Alessandro Brandão, and today I have a special guest. Thank you for joining us again on our podcast. Let's get started. My friend Ajih is on a trip today, so I decided to look up an old friend to make a special podcast with my first online teacher, Mary Ziller. Actually, she is one of the original co-founders of English Experts, and I have a special gratitude to her. Hi Mary, long time no see. What have you been doing lately?
Hi Alessandro, I've been learning about wikis and Moodle, and I've created several free worksheets for students of English.
Great. We had a lot of messages responding to our last podcast. Lots of our readers asked me to record a podcast 100% in English. Marcos Humberto reported that he is sending our links to his friends and classmates. Thank you, Marcos. Isabel Rezende asked us to record a podcast every day. It would be nice, but we don't have that much time. Thanks, anyway. And last but not least, I'd like to thank all of our readers that sent comments on every podcast episode. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist. In regard to the first question, a reader asked us, what's the correct pronunciation of the word vinte? 20 or 20?
When you're reading very slowly and correctly, you would say 20. And when you're talking normally, you'd say 20.
Okay. Is there any difference between British pronunciation and American pronunciation?
I don't know.
Actually, I can say 20 and 20 in the USA.
Yes.
Perfect. Zumstein asked us in the forum, what's the correct pronunciation of the name of the singer Beyoncé?
According to David Letterman, it's pronounced Beyoncé, Beyoncé, with the accent on the second syllable.
Beyoncé.
Good.
I have another good question here. Could you tell us the correct pronunciation of either? Is it either or either? And neither, is it neither or neither?
It depends on the region that you live in. In the United States, you can use either or either or neither or neither.
It depends on the region where I live.
Yes.
Great. How can I distinguish the word can against the word can't in a sentence? I mean the pronunciation.
The word can ends in an in. And the word can't ends in either a glottal stop or a T, depending on what follows afterwards. In YouTube, there's a wonderful teacher called Jennifer ESL, and she actually has a podcast just on that topic.
Great. Could you send me the link?
Yeah.
Mary, I know you are studying Portuguese. Do you think Portuguese is a hard language to learn?
I think that the verb tenses in Portuguese are the most difficult part of the language to learn, but I think it's well worth learning because you have beautiful poetry like Vinicius writes.
Great. How have you been studying Portuguese?
Oh, I have a private teacher, and I lived in Brazil for a couple months, and I've been watching Comunidades Indias.
Great, great. So, do you watch soap operas?
Yeah, sometimes. I think that they're a very good way to learn a language. My Portuguese teacher told us that Brazilian soap operas are an effective tool for learning
I
Portuguese,
agree.
and I agree.
I agree. Leave a message for our readers that are learning English. What famous last words do you have for our readers?
Well, I think that you should never give up. Don't quit when things go wrong as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit. Rest if you must, but don't you quit.
Great. Wonderful words, Mary. Thank you very much for this interview. Thank you for being such a good teacher all these years.
It was my pleasure, Alessandro. Thank you for interviewing me.
Thank you very
Have a good day.
much. Great. Bye-bye, Mary. See you
Bye.
soon.
Podcasts by EnglishExperts.com.br